out on a radio program especially made for you. Zone 72, a radio program for youth and by youth, giving you a platform to talk about access of youth-friendly services, sex education, building the emotional, physical, and intellectual health of youth, and advocating for government policies to strengthen youth capacities. Tune in every Saturday at 4 p.m. to be part of the Zone 72 Youth Radio Program, only on iRadio, your eye on South Sudan.
Welcome to Zone 72, a radio program for youth and by youth, featuring stories that talk about access of youth-friendly services, sex education, building the emotional, physical and intellectual health of youth, and advocating for government policies to strengthen youth capacities. Only on iRadio, your eye on South Sudan.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to yet another episode of Zone 72 Youth Program. And my name is Winnie Eric, your host for the program. Zone 72 Youth Program focuses on the rights and choices for all adolescents and youth, and the program as well emphasizes on the three-pillar global strategy for adolescents and youth, putting young people at the center of sustainable developments. This program is brought to you in collaboration with the Canadian Association of Midwives, UNFPA, Shabab Le Shabab, and Sanama. Zone 72 Youth Program airs every Saturday at 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. on iRadio, your eye on South Sudan. In today's edition of the program, we shall be continuing with our previous topic regarding everything you wanted to know about sex, but were afraid to ask. Later on the show, we shall also be hearing from young people who ask questions concerning everything they wanted to know about sex. But before proceeding with our discussions, let's have a brief background on adolescent and sexual health. Sexual health includes the right to healthy relationships, access to inclusive and safe health services, reliable information, and freedom from coercion, violence, stigma, and discrimination. And in accordance to Save the Children, adolescence is one of the life's most complex stages when young people take on new responsibilities and experiment with independence. When engaged and supported, adolescents succeed and contribute to communities and families. When encouraged, they have the potential to change negative social norms and pave a brighter future for themselves and their future families. Yet, as adolescents around the world enter puberty, taboos, discomfort, and fear prevent parents and other trusted adults from teaching relevant information, helping adolescents navigate the complexities of their emerging sexuality. Global and national health indicators highlight the need to have a greater focus on adolescents. Complications from pregnancy, childbirth, and unsafe abortion are a leading cause of death for young women aged 15 to 19, and when girls give birth, there is also increased risk of death and disability to her newborn. Adolescents also have one of the highest rates of unmet need for family planning. Young people are at high risk for contracting HIV, with 40% of all new HIV infections occurring in 15 to 24-year-olds. Sexual violence among adolescents, especially in humanitarian emergencies, also continues to pose significant risks to adolescents. Yet, adolescents typically do not have access to high-quality sexual and reproductive health information and services. So now, what is that everything you wanted to know about sex but were afraid to ask? And how do girls get pregnant? What is an STD and how do you get one? When is it okay to have sex? What does abstinence mean and why is it important? What is masturbation and is it wrong? To understand more on everything you wanted to know about sex but were afraid to ask, let's listen to some questions young people ask, the youth ask about themselves, and stay tuned.
Yesterday, I had a relentless without a condom. I was caught in the moment. I am concerned that I am pregnant. What can I do?
How do I know if I have a sexually transmitted infection? What are the symptoms and signs? How can I prevent them?
I met this girl and I like her very much. How can we start talking about sex?
Those were questions some youth ask about everything they wanted to know about sex. For a better discussion on today's topic, I am now joined by Geu Lazarus, a field coordinator for Unican, and Kaunda David, a program manager for community empowerment for rehabilitation and development, and both are members of Shabab Le Shabab. You are most welcome to Zone 72 Youth Program on iRadio.
Thank you.
All right. From the definitions we had earlier concerning sexual health, why is sexual health important to the youth, more especially here in South Sudan? I can start with one of you and we proceed.
Yes. Thank you, Winnie. And thank you, dear listener, you who is tuning to this very important program at this very particular time. I would like to say good evening to you, listener. Yeah, it's really important. Sexual education, sexual health is very, very important because sexual health is a big part of life. It is really a big part of life. It can affect and it is affected by other aspects of health. This includes physical, mental, emotional, as mentioned earlier on. Now, why sexual health is very, very important is because, one, it reduces the risks of infections. For example, STIs, that is the sexually transmitted infections. And two, it also reduces unwanted pregnancies. So if you don't want to have unwanted pregnancies, it's very, very important that you keep your sexual health up to date. It also helps in family planning, that you don't have unplanned babies for your good. And, Dele Jamson said in his quote that since we are not very good at something as basic as controlling our reproduction, life is really, really bad for more people than ever before because we sometimes fail to control our sexual health issues. So for this, sexual health is also important in achieving educational careers and life goals and dreams because health is wealth. So my colleague can add more.
Okay.
Yeah, my name is Geu Lazarus, field coordinator for UNICAN, and that makes me a member for Shabab Le Shabab, but basically works on the background of UNICAN. So when we talk about sexual health, it talks about emotions, talks about physical being of a human being, talks about your sexuality as life. In life, which are all important, and what Kaunda has listed out are the most important aspect that can be captured on this topic. Mm. So, adding on that is this sexual health issue, or let me say sexual health in its definition. If your emotions are down or not up to date, just know it affects your sexuality in life. If you have problems that are not even in form of health, it affects the whole body. So it attached to that, basically. So that's what I can ask.
Okay, thanks. Now, what is STD and how do you get one?
STD, these are infections that affect women and men of all backgrounds and at all levels. But half of all new infections are almost with young people, 15 to 24 years old. Yeah. So you find researchers have not established the full set of factors driving the rising prevalence of STIs among young people, but they have several theories, including decreased condom use, declining local use of sexual education given to them. So STI programs expanding sexual networks facilitated by dating apps and so on, and rising many things. But how a person can get these STIs is that it can be difficult sometimes to tell if someone has an STI, because STIs can be spread even if there are no signs or symptoms. So having unprotected sex, you know, sex without a condom, vaginal, oral, or anal sex with someone who has the STIs, someone that you don't know the healthy status in regards to any of these STIs, then you are liable to have to contract or to get these infections. And during genital touching, it is possible to get some STIs during genital touching, such as syphilis and many others. So without having even sex. So you if you play around with the genital touchings, and I know some injuries take place, or rough touchings and so on. So things like syphilis, you can end up getting them. So from a pregnant or breastfeeding woman, it can also be transferred to a baby. So majorly. Some of these practices can lead to a young person getting the STIs.
Okay, Lazarus, anything you can add?
On top of that, mainly the urinary shelter we tend to go into, basically for ladies.
Yes,
they squat while they go and ease themselves, and if one person that has the disease has just used the place, and you come and use, you might get contracted with the bacteria or the germs that are within that area. So that's another way that you can get these STDs.
Okay.
Yes.
Interesting. You talk about using the toilet. Now, how can we prevent this STD, for example? What are the preventive measures to control it when it comes to using toilet?
Actually, the best way is cleaning up the toilet. Every time that it is in use, it has to be cleaned with soft. It has to be naturally made to be dry. Like after cleaning it with water and soap, you have to dry it up, make it dry at least. For the next user to come in, it won't affect that person. Secondly is you give toilet an open space. Like the ventilators that are always fixed in the toilet, people don't know the use of those ventilators. But these are for allowing the air to come in. So when you're building your toilet or latrine, give it a space that allow air to move in, that will allow natural drying or sun heat or heat itself entering that place. These germs would easily be killed even if you don't use the soap. So these are some of the things that you can easily do to avoid this. Basically on the side of using the toilets and urine shelters.
Okay. Yes, David, coming to you, what are the other ways of preventing STDs?
The youth outside there, I know that the teenage age, the adolescent age, and even the middle youth and the upper youth categories, it's very, very important that you take serious precautionary measures to really make sure that you're safe and you don't contract these STIs. There are very many ways you can protect yourself from getting STIs. One is you need to get vaccinated. For example, things like hepatitis B, you can get vaccinated. And if you get the vaccination, then it protects you, you know, from getting STIs, such as things like hepatitis. Mm. And another one is to use condom. This phrase of yake halawa ba kolub bindun ma kiss bito halawa de ma bikun hillu yake halawa ba kolub bindun kiss bikun hillu yake kede jeribu kere akol halawa be kiss kan bikun hillu. So this kind of phrases we need to really now, this phrase and your life, what's more important? Your life is more important. So the use of condom is really very important, because it will help you. First, you can't get unplanned pregnancies, but also it protects you really from getting any kind of STIs. You can also, you know, get tested before having sex. Make sure you go for a test and you check the status of the person you're going to have sex with. So to ensure that you're really going to be safe if you have the sex. Another thing is that you need to be monogamous, you know. Mm. At least have one lover, one person, one-to-one, and then keep it one-to-one. And then having too many people, you know, if you have one partner who is not having STIs, is safe, and the man is also safe, so keep it there. Don't cross the roads anyhow. Because if you want to have 10, 5, and then so on, one or two may be safe, but the others may bring you issues. So limit your number of sex partners. Limiting the number of sex partners is very, very important, and safe ones, by the way. So do not abuse alcohol or drugs. By the way, most of the young people, they get into getting these STIs because of the influence of alcohol and drugs. Mm. Some people, when they drink, they want to sleep with a woman, and if it is a woman, he wants to have sex with a man. So some people, when they take the drug or the alcohol, it stimulates and arouses feelings for sex. And then because of the drunkenness, they are not in their full consent to control themselves. You find, like you were hearing from the clip you played, somebody, come to wake up in the morning when he had sex with someone that he never checked with, and he doesn't know the status even. You know, so those are some of the risks that if you control, then what I can also add is sexual abstinence. You can abstain. If you're not sure, you don't want to get these, so keep yourself in a self-contained, and until you get the right person to do it with, then you can. But if you cannot abstain, use condom. You can also maybe... things like some people do masturbation to help themselves. So they just masturbate and they just help themselves by themselves. And they don't want to get to that risk, because getting the disease is costly to your life than just maybe masturbating. So these are some of the ways that I can really bring forth. They are very, very important, because our health is really our wealth.
Okay. And you earlier also talked of condom preventing unwanted pregnancy. Tell me more. How do girls get pregnant?
Yeah, I'm telling you, there's only one road when it comes to that question. There's only one way. So how girls get pregnant? Of course, by having sexual intercourse. There is no... a girl can get pregnant by having sexual intercourse. The sperm enters the body through the vagina, then travels through the cervix and to the womb and to the fallopian tubes, where the egg is usually fertilized and conception begins. So the egg can be fertilized by sperm contained in the semen or through ejaculation. You can get pregnant, by the way, without sexual intercourse. That is, for example, if a boy ejaculated sperms and then pushed the sperm through maybe his hand, if the sperm reaches the ovary, then you can get pregnant. And these days, some women can get pregnant by insemination. The sperm is put in a tube or whatever, and then they enter the sperm into the vagina for the sperm to be carried through the semen into the you know, the womb, and then you can get pregnant. So two ways: if you have sexual intercourse, and also if a sperm is entered into the woman's vagina through external objects, so they can get pregnant.
Okay. Lazarus, is there anything you need to add on that?
I don't think there's much to add on that, because there are basically two ways. Mm. It is either it's artificial, that is, you pick the sperm by the help of doctors sometime, or by the help of syringes. Some people tend to use syringes and push the sperms into the woman's womb, vagina, so, or sex. So those are basically two ways it can be done.
Okay. Now, what does abstinence mean, and why is it important? I will start this with you, Lazarus, and then I will come to you, David.
Abstaining is the best way to avoid pregnancy, STI, STDs, and so on. So abstaining is holding back. Stay as you. If it's Lazarus, stay as Lazarus. Don't look for trouble and get someone else to do that with you. Why is it important? Is it avoids diseases. You can't get sexually transmitted diseases. Unless with the cases of HIV, when you get an accident or use sharp objects, you can still get it, even if when you abstain from sex. So while other diseases don't last for long in hair, so they tend to die off very fast. So if you abstain, you don't get anything, and that makes it very important for all of us.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah,
yes,
this is one of the most crucial areas when it comes to prevention. You know, the abstinence, it's one of the most difficult things to many people, although some do it very well. Because you find someone can abstain maybe for 1 month, and after that, the person loses control and gets, you know, and crashes. Mm. And some people can abstain for 3 months, 4 months, depending on their patience level. And when they lose their patience in abstaining, and then they just crash, and they just, because of the too much accumulation, I don't know. But to be honest, like my colleague said here, abstinence is one of the best tools of prevention. To most people, abstinence means not having sex with anyone, not having sex with any human being. So you keep yourself away from sex from anyone. And sometimes people use abstinence as a method of birth control. If you want to, you don't want to, you know, have too many babies and so on. But abstinence is very important. Like it protects people from STI, from getting STIs, from vaginal sex. But also, STIs can be spread through oral, genital sex, anal sex. Even if you're abstaining and you are not careful with things like oral sex, anal sex, you know, you can be getting STIs even if you're not having the sexual intercourse. You know, you're not having the sexual intercourse with any human being, that is the penetration by a penis, but then you are practicing other things like the oral sex, the anal sex, and so on. Even intimate skin-to-skin contact without actual, you know, penetration, they can also, if the skin of the person maybe have some, you know, scratches and wounds and so on, and you come to those, if there's blood contact and so on, those can also pose some risks. So complete abstinence is the only way to guarantee protection against STIs. Complete abstinence. Mm. Yeah. So when I say complete, you have to also be careful with the other options of trying to help yourself in terms of sexual arousal. Now, there are very many importance of this abstinence. One is that for those who are in school, it really helps you to improve your academic performance. Why? Because it is easier to concentrate on your studies. After all, it is just what you came to, you know, that's what is in your priority. So it helps you to concentrate. with books. You know, when you're dating and you're already thinking, ah, when are we going to meet? Hey, when are we going to have, you know, fun? And, you know, your mind is divided. But for someone who is really abstaining, you find that person concentrates with books and the performance can be okay. Yeah. Better health. You can also have better health. It doesn't mean when you're abstaining, you know, some people say, ah, you know, when you abstain, you'll collapse. They'll take you to the hospital. You know, these things when we're in school, they say hysteria, mysteria, name them. You know, that, you know, not having sex, hey, my friend, you will collapse. Hysteria. They will take you to the hospital and they will call someone to go and have sex with you so that that sickness will go. You know, some of those misconceptions. So, but if you abstain, you will have a good health. There was a time I abstained in my life. I told myself, I don't want to do it. I don't want to have sex with any woman in the world. Mm. 1 full year. And I was like, okay, can I continue? If I don't, what do I do? What precautionary measures do I take before I get there, if I want to get there? So you find, at that time I was healthy. I was healthy. I was not stressed. I was not even thinking about it. I just paused everything. So it's also it can give you better health. You will probably have you know, fewer physical and emotional concerns, like the issues of your boyfriend disturbing you, your lover disturbing you. You know, those things are minimized. They are no more there because it's you and you in your world. So no one disturbs you, messages you, maybe quarrels, those, you know, those hicks don't come. And then confidence. You will know that the other person likes you for you and not just for sex attraction. So if you have a lover and you're abstaining, it gives you the confidence that this person loves me because of me, but not because he wants to have sex with me. Because it's also a measuring yardstick that you get to know. Oh, is this person going to leave because you're abstaining? Mm-hmm. Or he's going to keep the relationship? So that builds confidence in that way. Freedom from worry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? You'll have no concerns about, you know, an intended pregnancy, sexual transmitted diseases. After all, you are abstaining. You are very sure you are abstaining. So you will not have worries of diseases, getting STIs. You will not have worries of, the other sex we did the other time. I hope I'm not pregnant. This kind of worries will not be there. So absolutely, you'll have your freedom from worry. And good example. You'll be a role model. You'll be a role model. Although, you find that some people can say, maybe there's a problem with this lady. But this lady, is she having a boyfriend? Has she even tested sex? Can you imagine she doesn't know what sex is? You know, those stigmatizing phrases, the stereotypes, they will throw you some stereotypes and so on. But the fact remains, you will be a role model. You will be an example to other ladies. And when people are talking about the society is rotten, you will be the example of the society of value, you know. The people, the boy or the girl of value. Those are some of the things. And then less stress, like I said. This will be, you know, there will be really, really time to learn more about yourself and your feelings. You'll have peace of mind. And then you have security. It feels after, you know, to know a person better and wait until you think this is the right person that you want in the meshing. So these are some of the benefits of abstinence.
Okay, thank you so much. And you mentioned earlier about oral sex. What's the example of oral sex?
For example, you know, getting the penis, putting it in the mouth, sucking it.
Okay.
You know, a man, for example, getting to the woman's vagina and licking the glitter. You know, licking the glittery to make sexual arousal.
Okay, yeah. Thank you. Thanks for that clarification. And what can you say about masturbation? Let me start with Lazarus and I'll come back to you. Lazarus.
Masturbation is self-pleasuring. That is, if you don't want to use masturbation, it is touching, rubbing parts of your body to make you rise in form of sexual arousal. So masturbation involves exploring your body. Like touching your body parts, that include your penis, your vagina, or any other part of the body that can make you arise sexually. So masturbation is one of the healthiest way to have sex. However, it has some things that are attached with it. It is a safe way of having sex. Yes, we all know that it's a safe way of having sex. However, there are negative impacts that are attached to masturbation. These include hurting, like it may hurt you. It has impact on your sexual life. Like someone who is an addict to masturbation may not get out there, may not look for new friends, may not have time to say hi, even to a lady, if that is a gentleman. And if a lady, the opposite, the same. It applies to everybody. It is, if you use unsafe object, like for ladies, most of them use sex toys to masturbate or to have sex to pleasure themselves. If you use unclean toys, you may get diseases, and which will cost you in treating or even will affect your health. Sometimes it causes stress or mental health. Like these people was addicted to masturbation. Someone is in the office, 8 hours working in the office from morning to sunset. He has not masturbated or she has not touched any part of her body. It will cost her a lot in workplace. So masturbation is saved 100% way of having sexual pleasure. However, these things come with it. So we have to really see in between there, what can it do for you and why should you avoid it? And why should you do it? So the choice become a priority here. So that's what I can add on that.
Okay. David, anything?
First of all, masturbation is when an individual stimulates their genitals for sexual pleasure, which may or may lead to orgasm. So you will think that you want to help yourself through masturbation. If you do it gently, it might lead to orgasm. But if you do it roughly, like my colleague said, it may end up not helping you because it may not lead to the sexual orgasm that will make you probably release or so on. And it can be done by a woman or man, and it has also benefits and disadvantages. The benefits are that it reduces stress. Now, like, what happens is when a lady is during or after period or before seeing the next menstrual cycle, the woman normally feels sexually hot. You know, there's that feeling of wanting to have sex. It's naturally created. And for the man, we eat the foods. There is a hormone in the body that manufactures the sperm, and the sperm is stored in a container called the sperm duct. When it is full, information is passed to the brain. Hey, 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 the container is full of blood. Hey, 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 the container is full of blood. And then you find the man start, every woman passing, hey, the eyes open. Hey, those kind of things. So now for those who want to help themselves by themselves with this kind of act, what happens is that this, if it reaches to orgasm, it reduces stress. It releases tension. The tension of you want to have sex and with who? Hey, what if I get disease? Oh, what if I make someone pregnant? Oh, what if I get pregnant? So that kind of tension. When you masturbate and you are in the climax of orgasm, after that, you find that the tension is reduced. And then enhanced sleep quality. When you do that and you're in bed and you just, your energy is finished, you just sleep. You sleep and you wake up in the morning, you bathe and your life goes on. And it also boosts, you know, concentration. Like after that, you become concentrated in doing what you want to do and then the disturbance of wanting to have sex. And it can elevate your mood. It can relieve, you know, sometimes menstrual cramps for women. It can release the menstrual cramps after having that. Elevate pain, and it can improve sex. But also, it comes with costs. Masturbation comes with costs. That is, if you don't, first of all, there's that sense of guilt. After you rub your genitals, you have orgasm, you've done it. After that, there's some sense of guilt. Now what will someone say if they find me doing this? What will someone say? Does it mean now I have failed to get someone to have sex? I mean, that kind of sense of guilt will come to the person. And then decreased sexual sensitivity, like my colleague said, there will be decreased sensual sensitivity because aggressive or excessive masturbation techniques may lead to reduced sexual sensitivity. Now, if you overplay with your genitals, now it becomes used to. Now, if you want to have sex, a touch that can arouse you, that can give you the feeling for orgasm, is now reduced because these things have been over-rubbed, and then they lose sensitivity. So it can lead to decreased sexual sensitivity if it is done aggressively and excessively. And also, some studies have shown that masturbation can increase the risk of prostate cancer. Yeah?
Okay.
You overplay with, the testicles, the parts and whatever. It can really, really increase the chances of prostate cancer. Because a 2013 study by trusted source demonstrated that men who ejaculated more than, 5 times each a week during their 20 minutes were only 1/3 less likely to develop aggressive prostate cancer than those who ejaculated less. So if you excessively use, like we said, it can also lead you to those dangers. Then disrupting daily life. You will find that it can cause someone to miss work or school. Like if the girl is in school in boarding, and then you disturb, and then you just try to masturbate, you are left weak, and then this person may fail to go to class. Or if it is with a big person, then you end up not going to work because you really feel weak and your whole body system collapses. It may cause that and interrupt a person's daily functioning, and it can affect their responsibilities and relationships as well. So these are some of the dangers masturbation.
All right. Thank you so much. You talk a lot about goodness of masturbation and the dangers of masturbation. Now, as experts, do you think masturbation is wrong?
To me, it's right for the person who thinks it's right for him or her, because it cannot be good to somebody else. Masturbation is a choice by individuals. Some people see it like some religions don't see that as a health practice or as a good thing to do. So it depends. It depends on whoever thinks is good to him or her and to help you probably for a specific situation that you don't want to mess up. And if you do it for yourself at that time, it helps you. But to me, it shouldn't be a practice that is used as a way of preventing yourself from getting STIs and so on. It shouldn't be a daily practice. It should be maybe like in a situation where somebody can't help him or herself, and if you think that the steps you're going to take next will hurt you more, it depends on the person who thinks it is good for him or her. But like we say, if you're to do it with caution and be cautious of the dangers that it brings to you.
Okay.
One of the biggest thing is, I'm giving a short example because we having time. In Kampala, well, we had a very good student in class with us. And one time he went to the doctor, and the doctor told him, "Gentlemen, if you're not careful with your sexual life, you're going to get the next disease that will take your life." So he was told that at least masturbate if things are bad for you, because you are into problems every time, now and then, problems. girls fighting over him and so on within the campus. That was not good for him. And when he came to me, I said, it's a choice. Sometimes I told him, now, this thing is natural. Mm. If you take long without having sex, one day you wake up in the morning and your bed is wet. That's wet dream. That is natural.
Naturally.
Given from whoever, if it's God.
The God technique.
Yes. And the God has helped you out in those issues. So I told him, it's a choice. But let's go play football most of the time.
Yes.
We go hang out most of the time. You forget about it. And he did it. And he's one of the best right now.
Now, right. Winnie, let me tell you my experience, just in seconds. For me, when I was a student and I was feeling sexy and I don't want to do it, like he said, if it is at night, I do press up on the bed.
Okay.
If my time is to do 20 push, that day I'll make 25. And by the time I finish the 25th, I collapse on the bed. I'm tired and I sleep and I wake up in the morning fresh. Mm. If it is during the day, I go and play or jog. Mm. And sometimes I read books or I used to listen to music. Mm. So find something that can disrupt your mind from thinking of sex. So if you can disrupt your mind from thinking sex to doing something else, it can also help.
Thank you very much. Dear listener, you are still listening to Zone 72 Youth Program on iRadio UI on South Sudan, and that was Gail Lazarus, a field coordinator for UNICAN, and Kaunda David, a program manager for Community Empowerment for Rehabilitation and Development, and both are members of Shabab Le Shabab Speaking. Our studio lines are now open. You can call on 0922-986-986 or 0911-986-986, or you can send a text on 0913-986-986 to share your opinion. These are experts with me inside the studio and they are ready to respond to you. Or if you have any opinion that you would like to share with me in the program as well, you are welcome. We are talking about everything you wanted to know about sex, but are free to ask. Feel free, because it is an open discussion, and ask anything you wanted to know about sex. My experts will respond to you immediately. 0899-986-986-0919-986-986 au tabirasulu risala firagam 0919-986-986. Itakundisa giasumale barnamik ta Zone 72 Youth Program. Wana bio nisufogo saha aljinshia kan ita sabab itabamlishinu asan hafesu saha aljinshia. iRadio.
Hello, iRadio.
Yes, please. What's your name and where are you calling from?
I'm Joseph Zuka Ibo.
Marhab Joseph.
Aywa.
No.
Aban barnami sama jidan.
Sukran.
Ay taban dol ba fas nafsu dol ma bidor sambal sagit. Anu sin na nafiga ramrat bas ir de asti ayda da ramrat ka jidan. Alazim dol ya fas nafsu. Ma bidor sambal. They are son of the Shabab Kulu.
All right.
Okay.
They are the door girl, Givel Ambrosin. Oh, yeah, Chokol, you look at that. But not only 30 Chokol was a bit, that's in the upper semester. Oh, dear girl, get a hammer, get a hammer, get a matter, but Kalamata.
Aye. Okay.
Now the result of the result that anything will be caught.
All right, okay. Sukran Kalis Joseph Ma Musharak Taki, you still have the opportunity to call on our studio line 0922-986-986, so you can send a text on 0913-986-986. iRadio.
Hello?
Yes, please.
Hello.
What's your name and where are you calling
hello.
From?
Yes, I'm Gabriel Den, calling from
Bob. Welcome, Gabriel.
Yes, how are you?
Fine, thank you. Welcome.
Yeah, thank you for the program that you are raised up today. It's very important.
Pleasure.
But for we use is too hard to manage, because the way that the young people are in the market now is not the same with the way that our parents do. But it's good to control yourself. As the doctor said, you must abstain yourself from sex. Be faithful to your wife if you are married. It's good, but now, in current day, it's too hard. That is why some people now, they are working just randomly in the market, touching what is not good for their life better. But when the person be infected, so he blame himself or blame God, that why God do this for me. But it's not God, it's you, whom you are not to do what you are not control yourself.
Mm.
So my message to the young girls or boys is to do what? To absent themselves from such a thing, not to practice at the earlier age.
All right.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
So,
thanks. We are getting you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Welcome. Thank you so much, Gabriel Deng, for that positive feedback. You still have the opportunity to call, and not forgetting, you're listening to Zone 72 Youth Program. I read you.
Hello.
Yes, please. Your name and where are you calling from? You're welcome.
This is the typhoon. Yeah, I'm a banana. They're in my barracoon can yell them. They're in my room.
No.
It was the color of من الناس كبار بكلم لكن كانوا من بقبل أنا ما أعرف ولا
أوكي
من بس هو
لأنه هذا هم جيت في مدينة بنات وشباب الأمور رجال وكلهم في المدينة وهم داد وهم بقر كيس في بعض هم ركيس يعني يعني بس ومن بس بيونسهم وهذا يوم داك الناس ببيعوا نفوسهم عشان دول بدوجو بابوغار وباموليتونو في كاسة ماسو ناس بيونس بس مدينة وبتلفونات أنا ما أعرف كان أجده بقدر لكن ما بسيبون أنا بكلم
نعم شكرا
فا ده يعني بطال.
Okay. Sukran Khalis. Sukran Paul Mamusharak Taki. I read you.
Michel Kerr.
Michel Nur is Magunutar Minwin.
Anamas Amos Darfi, Aru Jackson.
Marhab Tuali Amos.
Aywa, Barami Tamam.
Sukran.
The Hayala is Mutala. The Halim Kala. Mutabal. Alisa kita lagi di
sini.
Acan ke biar jangan bagi berbahaya untuk tu alisa mahu zauju atau lebih alisa mahu zauju. Ya teri galam bagi dari sini berbahaya untuk zumbu. Yang semua tani yang kawan yang kita beri syuf. Si hamrat kecil itu min edis hajat tanin alisol bagi dari beli gosinu min dan jasad ya. Kita loga balta mama rata balga hadi. Yang hajat deh wo kandung deh wo selan wo sa. Acan ke alisol bagi dari berbahaya min itu. أنا بكلم معك بنفسي أنا زول مردان وأنا زمان داغ يعني لو كان كنت أعرف يعني في سيكا زيرا أنا زاغ احتمال سنو كان ما يكون مردان لكن أنا بشكر ربنا لأنه مرتي ما عنده لكن أنا أياندا وأنا قد نولد مو يال وأنا دائما بسيل مرة بتايب ودي في فاحس كل ما ثلاثة شهور باخذ فاحس عشان يشوفوا هل عنده أياندا ولا ما عنده.
Alright, شكرا.
فلازم ناس كلي اتبي وانين بتاع دخاتر عشان كيف نحمي جسم بتاعنا ذاته.
نعم.
Okay. شكرا لك.
شكرا
جزيلا. شكرا خالص أموس ما مشاركتك. You can still call أنا بجاشيلو إتنين call أسان الزمن تانا بيغا غريب. I read you.
Evening. I read you.
Evening to you. Your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Nicodemus from Chirkat.
You're welcome, Nicodemus.
Yes, I want to ask a certain question.
Welcome.
Yes, is HIV be transmitted through mosquito bite? If someone is bite by mosquito, maybe it bite someone with HIV, then that may mosquito fly again and then bite you. Is it also transmit HIV to that particular person or not?
All right. Thank you, Nicodemus. You get respond to your answer shortly. Don't miss it out. This is the program specially made for young people with the youth, so feel free to ask anything you feel like knowing about sex, and I have guests with me in the studio who are ready to respond to you. Or if you have any advice to young people concerning sexual health, you are welcome as well. All right, you can answer Nicodemus, I think, straight away whether mosquitoes can spread HIV.
Studies have proven 99% that mosquito bite cannot spread HIV. And we are on to that after now. I have never heard of a mosquito bite spreading HIV.
Hmm.
Maybe we would have gotten it all because the whole of Juba is full of mosquitoes, and that's what I can say to Nicodemus.
Yes, Nicodemus, I treated malaria last week, and I'm now okay. So if mosquitoes were to give HIV, then by this time I already have it.
Mm.
So the way mosquitoes eat from us, they pick the blood, but they don't give blood to our body. I think that is how they eat from us. Mm. They remove the blood from you, but they don't give blood that they have brought from somewhere. I think that is how God made it possible for us to survive.
All right. And there are some questions some young people ask earlier. I think
yes.
You can respond to those questions before reading numbers of questions on the SMS line.
Okay. Some of the questions were, okay, yesterday I had relations without a condom. I was caught in the moment. Now I am concerned that I am pregnant. What can I do?
Mm-hmm.
I think this person is meaning that he had sex intercourse
yes.
without a condom,
yes.
not a relation. Because you can have a relation without having STIs if you don't have the intercourse or the other forms of having sex. So, and then the other one said, can we talk about emergency contraceptives, testing, condom access? Yes. So, to me, what I can say to the first question is that if you had sex that was unprotected without condom and you're now worried, immediately go and test.
Hmm.
If you go within 72 hours, they will give you medicine that will protect you from getting HIV and AIDS. So make sure that when you've found yourself in that situation, immediately rush to a hospital or a clinic, and then you get sorted out with a medical doctor there. Yes, issues of emergency contraceptives. If you don't want to get pregnancy, unintended pregnancy, and you do not use sex, I think within also 72 hours, you can take emergency pills, and it will stop fertilization from taking place.
All right.
I think the next question.
The next question is, how do I know if I have sexual transmitted infection? What are the signs and symptoms?
Mm.
Before getting into the signs and symptoms, because signs and symptoms take long to come.
Mm.
If you have unsafe sex, you have been raped, you've had sex with a person that you don't trust, immediately rush to the hospital, clinic, and get tested. Test for all the sexually transmitted diseases before signs and symptoms show up. Because signs and symptoms will show up sometimes within 7 days, after some weeks, or after a month. So the best way is to go test, go check up, and you will get to know, and your worries will be done.
Okay. But if you start feeling things like painful urine, your urine is coming with pain.
Mm.
Those are some of the symptoms that can help you immediately to know there's something wrong, and then you immediately go to the hospital. The third question is saying, I met this girl, and I like her very much. How can we start talking about sex? I'm telling you, to all the men, the most difficult thing is to start asking a woman or a girl for sex. Yeah, men can pretend they know it, but when it comes to that area, I think this person is asking, So you love the girl, and how can you start talking about sex? First of all, you need to know your status. You need to know your status. So once you know your status, and then you need to know whether you will have, you're prepared to have a baby or not. Those two things. First, your status. Is this person healthy? Is this person not in having any STIs? Is this person not sick for me? Once you have done with that, then you talk about unplanned pregnancies. Because you may have the sex, which is in during baby days, and then you end up getting pregnant. So once you have discussed about these two, then you can agree to have the sex, a safe sex.
Okay, thank you so much. Now let's go to our SMS line. I'm going to read all the messages. You take note of the questions that they ask. There's someone here who said, "Hello, I am Sengison Daniels from Yambio. I am really enjoying your program. My question is, what is the consequence of not masturbating or having sex for a long time? What is the advantage of sex for teenagers?" That is the question of the first one. And then there's another one here who said, "Hello, iRadio. I am Emmanuel from Munuki. Thanks for the show. I just want to ask the guest in the studio that excessive masturbation can lead to infertility, right? Is that true?" And also there's another one here who said, "Hi, call me Tap Badeng from High Cinema. Youth masturbate to avoid random pregnancy, but can affect their social interaction. And the only way to avoid this is to engage themselves in reading and doing exercise once they think of things like playing sex. Thank you, Badeng, for that contribution." And somebody is here asking, what is the meaning of masturbation? And there is another one here also who said, "It's me, Slick Dow from Bor. Circumcised person is more lucky, not affected." That is his contribution. Thank you, Slick, for that. And there's someone here who said, "Thanks for the program of today. My question is, what can I do in order to stop sex, at least for 1 month? I'm really daily doing sex. Call me John Kujur from Izo County." John Kujur, that's an interesting question. You're going to get the answer shortly. And there's someone here also who said, "Hello, iRadio. My name is Dio Majer Arupin from Ren County of Upper Nile State. I appreciate our program of today. I want to submit my advice to our youth. There is solution for every problem, and my team have a solution here. The longer you spend without sex, the more you exist without feeling sexy, and vice versa." Thank you. Thank you so much, Duke, for that contribution. And there's someone here who said, "What do you say about pornography in regards to sexual health?" This is Simon in Juba. Yes, I think you can start answering them for these few minutes.
Yes, let me start with the gentleman who said he's having sex every day. And how can he at least stop it for 1 day?
For 1 month.
For 1 month.
Yes, because he's having daily.
I don't know if that is true, but if it is true, that gentleman, it's a very interesting question. First, I would like to say each and everyone have what is called the power within. You have a power within yourself to do what you want to do and not to do what you don't want to do. And that's why nobody can force me or you to do something that you don't want to do, because we have a power within us that we can use to either do what we do or stop what we cannot do. Now, first, you need to know when to have sex and how to have the sex, and then advantages and disadvantages. So you need to tell, when do you want sex? Every day? Is that what you've agreed to yourself? How are you going to have it? Protected, unprotected? And then the risks of having the sex. If it is with the one partner, I don't know if that person is having it with his wife or with the a lover or with different ladies. Mm. If it is with a partner, definitely you're going to agree. The partner might not want sex every day. And there's a partner that may want it maybe every day, but then there should be an agreement. Mm. Because definitely the other one may find inconvenience by being, you know, told to do it every day. So there should be an agreement that, me today I'm tired, I don't want it.
Mm.
Today I'm not feeling well, I cannot have it with you. Every day, honestly, yeah. So first you need to know the consequences of having the sex. Whether it is within a relationship or outside the relationship, you must ask yourself about the consequences of having the sex, especially if it is an unprotected sex. How he can stop it? How he can stop it? One, use the power within you and tell yourself, from today, I don't want to have sex.
Hmm.
I want to stay with for 1 month without having it. And nobody can help me to do that. I can do it myself. Now, once you have agreed to yourself, then you can now go to the ways of keeping your mind out of it. One, you can go and do exercises. You can listen to music. You can read books. You can watch football if you're a fan of football. You can go and stay with the friends and you're chatting and talk, you know, or yeah, play Ludo. And or keep yourself busy doing something that earns you something, you know, and make sure you concentrate on what you're doing. So these are some of the few ways I can tell him. But the first one is the willpower within yourself to okay, tell yourself what you want to do. Somebody asked about the masturbation causing infertility.
Yes.
Yes. There are many myths that surround masturbation. Many myths exist about the risks of masturbation. However, none of these myths have been proven scientifically. For example, most claims about masturbation are not backed up by science. There is often no scientific evidence to show that. Like things like masturbation can cause blindness, masturbation can make your hair, you know, palm, masturbation can make your penis to shrink, to become small, you know. Masturbation can lead to low sperm count. Masturbation can lead to infertility. Unless scientifically proven, I cannot give the definite answer. Mm. So that's what I can say to that gentleman. My colleague can bring in
somebody
the other question.
Simon said masturbation and pornography.
Yes.
You know, most of people whom you find are addicted to masturbation. When they release their stories about masturbation, they most of the time watch porns on their phones.
Mm.
And this is what make them masturbate. So, well, the best way is stay away from
pornographic movies.
Movies, photos, or any kind of porn. Somebody said, what are the disadvantages of not masturbating? If you don't masturbate, there's nothing that is going to happen to you.
Mm.
You will be you and yourself. And at the same time, use the power within you. That's what we can say to really stay cool as yourself. Somebody said it leads to infertility. Access masturbation leads to infertility. No, honestly speaking, no scientific study or no books that we've read that say masturbation leads to infertility. However, the choice is yours.
Mm.
It's you to see the disadvantages and advantages of not masturbating, and you move on with your life.
Mm.
The weighing scale is there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Somebody said the disadvantages of not having sex.
Yes, together with the masturbation. And there's also one who asked the meaning of masturbation.
Okay, meaning that, of...
And the other one, what will happen if you don't have sex?
If you don't have sex, what will happen? Okay, yes. Okay. let me start with the meaning of masturbation. Masturbation is when an individual stimulates their genitals for sexual pleasure. rubbing your, you know, for the female, they tickle their glutes. For the male, they play with their penis, you know, to give you that sexual pleasure. So that's it. Just individuals tries to stimulate their genitals for sexual pleasure. That's the meaning of masturbation. And disadvantages of not having sex, and what will happen if you don't have sex. And, you know, there are some partners who say, you know, if you did not have sex, there's a friend of mine who was telling me, people who did not have sex when they were young. Yeah, people who did not have sex when they were young, my friend, they can be bad husbands or bad wives. Is that true? By the way, people are created differently. There are people who doesn't like too much sex, and there are those who like too much sex. So it depends. It does not mean if you do not have. But now, specifically to disadvantages of not having sex, I don't think so. I don't think so, because even if you stay without having sex and without masturbating, like my colleague said earlier on, there are chances that you can have wet dreams and you just find yourself wet. You know, you find yourself wet. But in case you are not having sex, you are abstaining and you feel unusual, please visit a sex therapist. Yes, there are experts in the world of sex, called the doctors, called the sex therapists. So in case you feel unusual and uncomfortable, but you are abstaining, you're not having sex and you're feeling unusual, visit a sex therapist. He will help you on how to go about with your uncomfortable feelings.
All right. Thank you so much. Now, what is your last remark concerning the topic of today to your audience? Your last message to your audience?
Be cool, be yourself, and life will move on. If you really need sex, use condom. If not, abstain for until you are able to get the right full time. So that's what I can say.
Thank you, Lazarus. David?
Your health is very important. The only life you have is that one you have. And don't risk it because of sex. Make sure if you want to have sex, it should be a safe sex. It should be a safe sex. Otherwise, I would like to thank the partners, UNFPA and the embassy, for their support for this program. And for the youth, please, please make sure, if you can't abstain, use condom.
All right. Thank you so much. And youth can always send us questions about adolescent health to youthzone72@gmail.com or call 0922-009-497. And the hotlines include GBV is 623, COVID-19 is 6666, adolescent health immediate is 885. With that, we have come to the end of today's edition of Zone 72 Youth Program, which tackled everything you wanted to know about sex but were afraid to ask. And my guests in the studio were Geu Lazarus, a field coordinator for UNICAN, and Kaunda David, a program manager for community empowerment for rehabilitation and development. Both are members of Shabab Le Shabab. Thank you for participating in the show, and remember to join again the coming Saturday at 4 p.m. for another edition of the program. My name is Winnie Eric. Until next time, stay safe. Why I say so? Ialde, ya almost have all the belly, the I. Why? Killing a sad woman to live in a happy life. Killing a sad woman, they have the future of tomorrow. Ialde, a new medicine. Ialde, a new malabis. The Indian, mind you, makil. Ketil, come on, mind you, malum. In mind, no more.
telling the I. Why I say so? E al de yao mustabalta belling the I. Why? Killing a sad woman to live in a happy life. Killing a sad woman. They have the future of tomorrow. We were just a deed, come Jenna Sukar Diamond Bikori. We were just a Nagan, Jenna Sukar Diamond, and you get up. Can in a man beside the woman? Munutani beside the woman. Anina ya beside the woman. Ya kwani ye. Mustabalta belle de I. Why I say so? Ialde, ya mustabalta belle de I. Why? Killing a sad woman to live in a happy life. Killing a sad woman. They have a picture of tomorrow. Kanina man beside the woman. Munutani beside the woman.